something you might wear around your wrist, a watch or a bracelet. Piece of jewelry.
Oh, bracelet.
And then someone gives you a bracelet and says, go on.
Put it on.
It's something you open up when it's raining, you take it outside. You know.
Umbrella.
And then something you might put over the, you have this over your, over the blanket in the house.
Bedspread.
And then something washable, thicker than a blanket.
Comforter.
A bed on the floor, special name for.
Cot.
If something goes completely across, say that goes.
Clear across.
Name for rich black soil, good for
black soil.
A low-lying grassland out of a field,
valley,
or a
pasture.
Did you ever call anything else? Large field of grass, is that the pasture?
It's the field.
Okay. Ever used our meadow for?
Oh, yes, low.
Mm-hmm. What was you pronounce it?
Meadow.
And then one that's inland, similar to that inland, but it gets a lot of water in it.
Gulch.
They have reeds and things. There, you know,
ruby.
Well, it only it's really ducks might.
Pond?
Not a pond. This is just a low-lying area that collects a lot of water.
Creek.
More of a something like a swamp or something like that. Would you swampy place?
Swamp.
And then, how about the names of any rivers or streams around this area?
Fox River, Rock River, Kishwaukee River.
How about the one in Chicago?
Chicago River.
And the one between here and Chicago?
The Des Plaines River.
And a high point of land, a very high, you have these out in Colorado.
Mountains?
And then a, if no one built on the property next to you, that you'd call out a what?
Vacant land?
Did you ever call anything else?
Lot. Vacant lot.
Anything else? What if there are maybe two or three lots? Might you call it, especially in Chicago, you might.